So this was one of the things that set me off to study Japan, because having understood a little bit of English feudalism, I thought, well, it's very strange. This is obviously terribly important, it's feudalism. Where else is like that? And this is one of the reasons why I think Xiaolong has found the chapter on power in my book on Japan one of the most interesting, because the power system and the political feudalism of Japan is so different from China. It's the one respect in which it's most different, perhaps, in that although Chairman Mao and others were always talking about Chinese feudalism, China has never really been feudal. It wasn't a feudal society. It was held, it was patrimonial. It was an emperor system, which is different from a feudal system. Because the essence of the feudal system is that the center devolves a lot of power downwards.
But holds the string.
It sort of is there at the top. Then it gives a lot of power next to the next level, which gives a lot of power to the next level, to the next level.